If I saw you, would you know my name? If I saw you, would you know my name? I used to know you, I used to be your man. We were lovers in the traveling time. Blood brothers, back when you were mine. Do you remember I was your Valentine? You wanted what I couldn't give you. You would have stayed to hold on to what we had. How could I know that I would live through my life haunted by your sad smiles? Sometimes I hold you in my dreams at night. I never told you, it never seemed right. But I will meet you somewhere on the other side. If I saw you, would you know my name? And if I saw you, would you know my name? If I saw you,
we do have Steve Standiford on the line now here. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, getting the shop ready for some live music, which hasn't happened very often lately. So,
no.
It's been... Yeah, it's fun. Another Friday night. It's the 980th consecutive Friday night. So we're honing in on 1,000. So
wow.
Hopefully we can have a party with actual people in the shop. That would be wonderful. Get back to whatever the hell we had as normal.
That's right. People who receive your emails will know that you've been keeping the tradition alive, playing the guitars, serenading yourself in the shop to keep that counter running towards 1,000 live shows. Could you tell us a little bit about this debut of Streamin' Steve's and some of the musicians that you have lined up?
Yeah, you bet. We started off making live music every week for about 20 years ago, and so it became quite a support structure for local singer-songwriters. And we kind of wanted to keep that theme when we made live music happen tonight and then stream it out to whoever wants to watch it on the internet. So we've got four excellent singer-songwriters scheduled to start at 7:30. So looking forward to hearing some good live music.
That's right. Wes Singstrom, William Steinler, Jeremy Eisenhart, and Jackson Immer all performing. And then we did hear a song from Jeffrey Foucault, And this will be a recorded show, but a great example of the potential of Stream and Steve's to bring some really intimate concerts straight to people's living rooms.
Yeah, we had the dream. It started years ago when Grassroots TV loaned me some of their last generation cameras, and we started filming. And we had 15 shows in a season one that's on YouTube and has got a total of over 100,000 views. So wow. That's way more people than were in the shop for those shows. But some of them, like Mandolin Orange, you know, you just get a great duo on their way up to Red Rocks type gigs, and a lot of people have tuned in on YouTube for that. So like tonight, you can go to a couple places, either YouTube.com and Steve's Guitars Presents, and it'll take you right to the live stream that'll start right at 7:30 with Wes Engstrom. Guy who started playing guitar in high school and is quite the talent for young local singer songwriter. He just turned 21, and then after that we've got William Steinler, who for the last few years has been in a popular local band called Old Souls. So mm-hmm. That'll start the evening. Then about 9 o'clock we'll start a live broadcast with Katie and Kay and Jeremy Eisenhart, who works with Grassroots and helped install all the new high-definition cameras and is responsible for a lot of what's going to go out in the live stream tonight. And then about 9:30, we'll have Jackson Emmer, who's quite the local singer-songwriter talent. So after that, we'll then do a broadcast of the live show that Jeffrey Foucault put on here, and he's a fabulous singer-songwriter, so it kind of goes with the evening. So mm-hmm. We got five of them ready to be consumed.
Excellent. And you had to cancel a lot of acts, unfortunately, throughout April, end of March, and into the future. Have you been able to get some of those musicians signed up to come and play a live show using Stream and Steve's here in the near future?
That loop hasn't happened yet. So I think for the next few weeks, we'll tap into what we used to in the beginning, which was the local talent. So we've got Dan Sheridan coming, and hopefully a bunch of other really talented locals. So mm-hmm. I think we'll do that, and then we'll try and figure out, you know, the key is in past shows, no matter who they were, we split the door, and it was as simple as that. And now we have no physical door. So if we can create a revenue stream, and the people, I think, have proven that they can help support us. I mean, we raised literally about $18,000 to buy all the cameras and the equipment and the ability to stream out a really high-quality video and audio product, thanks to the help of a lot of volunteers like Ralph Pitt and Jeremy and Brad Manovitz and a bunch of other folks that just kind of believe, like we have for years, that wouldn't it be cool to live stream it out to the universe? And last week we had a test run, and we heard from people in Hawaii and California, literally all over the country. So it I think people might tune in all over the place. That's the dream.
Well, congratulations, Steve, on getting this up and running, and we certainly do look forward to the debut. That's tonight at 7:30. The stream will also be available at grassrootstv.org. Anything else that you'd like to share for this segment?
Well, you know, I think it's really cool to partner up with Katie and Kay again to do a broadcast of our live stream. So it'll go out on Katie and Kay, and then if you want to see the video part, you can tune in at Grassroots or YouTube.com, and that's another dream come true too, because it's always fun to partner up with the best little radio station around, and That'll start at 9, and then it'll go till 11. So that's what a cool Friday night if you can't have people over, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much, Steve. We really appreciate the partnership and are so proud to be able to broadcast the debut tonight on KDNK as well.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I hope everything works. I'm sure Murphy will be lurking in the corners, but it's we did have a test run last Friday, and that worked pretty good. And the crew has been working all week, just refining all of the exposure, you know, limits and the lighting. We got 3 new digital lights, so it's so ironic that this is the best the place has ever looked and sounded, and the only way we can really safely share it right now is by live streaming. So it kind of coincidentally was timed right in that manner. Mm-hmm. So it still sucks pretty big time not having the old crowds like you'll see at the Jeffrey Foucault tape tonight. So, but all in good time.
We look forward to that day when we can stand around inside of Steve's again. But this is probably the next best thing.
Yeah, it's true.
I heard somebody say, bring your own couch, BYOC.
That's right. And that's the other irony, that we moved the old cameras out of the main room, and I put the old couch in the corner where it was for years. So once again, you know, we even have more couch space for nobody. So yeah, the ironies of life. But we hope you and your listeners tune in tonight. Streaming Steve's looks like it's going to be a reality.
Thank you so much, Steve, and thanks for giving us the update here on KDNK.
Yeah.
A few other First Friday activities include a self-guided yard art walk with Carbondale Arts, admiring people's decorations outside their homes. That's from now until 6 p.m. And the Thunderstream broadcast of the Family Block Party and Pride Celebration, which begins at 6 p.m. at ThunderRiverTheater.com.